Hey, 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 closet dwellers and closet busters. It is Friday. It's time for an uncloseted riff and rant. I am Rick Clemens, your coming out host, that guy that helps you simplify your life to make those big, bold moves. Because you know what? It's simple. Be bold. That's how we live our life uncloseted. So today I want to talk about what's going on in the world with transgender lives. Because here's the shocking truth. We're all living some form of our transgender life. Now, some of you, that's going to shock. I'm not talking about that we're confused about our sexual identity or our gender identity, but what I'm talking about is we're all, in some way, shape, or form in our life, cross-dressing. Because, see, what's happening is there's a misunderstanding in our world about what this is for our transgender brothers and sisters, so I want to clarify that first before I connect the dots about why we're all cross-dressing. So here's the bottom line. Someone who is transgender is looking at themselves in the mirror and they're seeing someone that they're not. Their gender identity does not match their physical body. It's that simple. They don't feel it. They don't care that they have a penis or vagina because what they're seeing in the mirror does not match with that biological sex. And if we could all just get to that simple explanation, their biological sex does not match how they identify in their mind. And when I speak on panels with my transgender brothers and sisters, they always use this beautiful example. What I see in the mirror does not reflect what I feel within myself. So now that we have identified that, this is where we step over to the mirror that all of us stand in front of. The mirror of what we see in our life, how we see ourselves. And too often, we are having our own interesting life gender dysphoria. Yes, they call transgender, there's a dysphoria around it, but think about this. When you see your life and it's not the way you want it to be, there's a life gender dysphoria happening. And when you start to step into that life gender dysphoria by doing things that you want to do because you think this is what others want you to do, you suddenly start cross-dressing in your life. When you do those things that aren't aligned with your own values, when you show up in ways that aren't truthfully who you are, when you try to get by and go, well, okay, I'll do this just to fit in, you are cross-dressing and you are living a life identity crisis. So how do you start to fix this? Well, you don't have to go have psychological therapy to say, yes, this is who I am, but that does help. You don't have to have a coach. Even though I'm saying that, and that means maybe some of you would never hire me for a coach, that's okay because here's what you have to do. No, you don't even have to do it. Here's what I would suggest you do. If you're living in this life identity crisis, which is a form of cross-dressing, okay? We're going to talk a little bit about the cross-dressing things that make this happen too. One of the best things you can do is get really clear. Really clear for you, and only you, who you are. Who's your identity? If there was no one else left on the world, and you could choose or dial in and step into your soul essence, who would your identity be? How would you show up in the world? So that's step number one. Step number two is, what is that life you see in the mirror? When you stand and look in your life mirror, and that doesn't mean you necessarily have to stand right in front of a true mirror, but you could, and actually I suggest you actually do that, is stand in front of the mirror and look deep into your own eyes and start to think about what that life identity is. It's similar to what I just said. Choose and envision what that life is if nobody else was on earth. But I want you to do this from a space of if you could really bring that life identity to life. I know that's kind of a play on words, but bring your life identity to life, your true life identity. What would be different? How would you act? How would you show up in the world? And what would you start to cast aside from the cross-dressing that you're doing in your life right now? And finally, what I want you to think about is, what are you really hiding? When you put on the dress of maybe enthusiasm about a job that you hate, when you step into a nice new coat of, I'm going to get by in this relationship even though it really sucks, when you take and slide on those comfy socks of, well, this is better than not having anyone like me. What are all those articles of your cross-dressing life that you are putting on that really truly do not make you happy? That truly guide you to a place of self-loathing and unhappiness and not feeling good enough? Because you see, the bottom line is, we're all cross-dressing. But when we're cross-dressing, oftentimes the emotions that show up aren't even really the true emotions we're feeling. So I call the emotions that show up part of the cross-dressing makeup that we put on. It's part of the mask. And if you could start to chip away at that mask, take out those makeup cleansers and pull them off the face of your false life and move forward, what would your life be like? Because you see, the bottom line is, a life uncloseted, a true life uncloseted, is living with no masks and having no need to be a cross-dresser or feeling like you're living a life identity that isn't you, or truly not feeling like you are your own version of living a transgender life. Because you see, your life gender is very similar to what our transgender brothers and sisters feel. When your life gender is out of alignment with who you really are, how you really truly want to show up in the world, that's when you know it's time to make a change. It's time to stop the cross-dressing, it's time to settle in on a true life identity, and it's time to step forward into your own beautiful, powerful version of living your life uncloseted. So that's it. That's my rant for this week. Trust me, every one of us is living a life identity crisis. And every one of us is cross-dressing in our own way. And every one of us is ready. If we give ourselves permission, only if we give ourselves permission, we're ready to step forward to living the life we're intended to be, the one that you can look in the mirror and say, yes, that is truly me. What I see in my life mirror is exactly who I feel and see within myself when I reach into those deepest parts of my soul. Got it? That's it. That's this week, Uncloseted Riff and Rant. I'm Rick Clemons, the Coming Out Coach. And as always, that guy that makes you, helps you, takes you to those places where you start to simplify your life and you make big, bold moves. So have a great weekend. And if this was helpful to you, or you think this would be helpful to someone else, pass it along, email it, tell them about the podcast, whatever it may be, and do something good for yourself and someone else. Have a great weekend, everyone, and take care.